سورة الشمس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والشمس وضحاها، والقمر إذا تلاها، والنهار إذا جلاها، والليل إذا يغشاها، والسماء وما بناها، والأرض وما طحاها، ونفس وما سواها، فألهمها فجورها وتقواها. By the sun and its radiance, by the moon as it follows it, by the day as it shows up brightness, by the night as it conceals it, by the heaven and him who built it, by the earth and him who spread it, by the soul and him who perfected it in proportion. Then he instilled within it its measure of wickedness and its measure of Allah consciousness. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. The one who purifies his nafs has succeeded, and the one who stunted his nafs has failed. This is an amazing surah. Allah gives us contrast. We appreciate the daylight because we've seen the darkness. We appreciate good more because we've experienced evil. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that just as you look at these contrasts and you can understand the beauty of the sun, when you look at the darkness of night, look at the soul, at the human soul. Now the human soul too contains within itself a constant conflict between good and between evil. فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. He instilled within it its measure of wickedness and its measure of Allah consciousness. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that we each have a measure of goodness within us and we have a measure of evil within us. Now in this world, Allah has placed magnets to attract the good within us. What are those magnets? This Quran, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sunnah, the company of good people. When we sit amongst good people, we want to obey Allah, we want to turn to Allah. When we listen to the Quran, our hearts are filled with yearning for Allah. And at the same time, we have magnets for evil in this world as well. And we have people who are always ready to lead us astray. And we have evil thoughts and evil whisperings of the shayateen. Now Allah comes to the crux of the matter. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. The one who purifies his nafs, he has succeeded. This word zakkaha is beautiful. It's used for the way you nurture a plant. Now how do we nurture a plant? What does a plant require? A plant requires water, it requires sunlight, it requires the right soil, the right environment, and you need sabr. The plant won't grow in a day. You need sabr for it to grow. In the same way, our taqwa, the measure of Allah consciousness within us, requires water, the rain of divine guidance. We require this Quran, we require the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for that goodness within us to nurture and grow. Then we need sunlight. And where do we gain this light from? Allahu Nuru Samawati wal Ard. Allah is the light of the heavens and the earth. So we need to pray to Allah for His Nur to encompass our heart. Then we need the environment, we need the right soil. If we're moving around with the wrong kind of friends, with the wrong kind of people, then they're not going to help that plant of goodness within us to grow and flourish. And then we need sabr. We need time and patience to develop ourselves. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. It'll take time, it'll take effort and pain and fatigue and exhaustion. And there'll be times when you'll be tired, and there'll be times when you'll be exhausted and when you'll be frightened. But Allah says to us encouragingly, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. You can do it, because the one who purifies this nafs, the one who encourages this nafs, who nurtures that taqwa within him, he's made it, he's won. وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. And the one who stunts his soul. How do we stunt our soul? When we're not giving our soul the right guidance. We're not studying the Quran. We don't even know what's in the Sunnah. We're not interested in Allah's Noor. We're not interested in praying to Allah. And we're moving around with the wrong company. قَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. Allah dismisses him. The one who stunted his soul, who wasn't interested in nurturing it, he has failed then. He has lost out. Allah gives us an instance of how such people fail. The people of Thamud denied through their transgression when the most wicked man among them went forth to kill the she-camel. Look at the link that the people of Thamud too were given a magnet for the goodness within them. They were sent a prophet. The prophet showed them a sign of Allah, but what did they do? They stunted themselves and they went forth to kill that sign of Allah. But the messenger of Allah said to them, نَاقَةَ اللَّهِ وَسُقْيَاهَا. Be cautious, that is the she-camel of Allah. also do not bar it from having its drink. When we neglect this Quran, when we ignore this Quran, when we complacently rely upon Allah's mercy and ignore Allah's signs, then we can expect nothing but destruction. Then they denied Him and they killed it. So their Lord destroyed them because of their sin and made them equal in destruction. وَلَا يَخَافُ عُقْبَاهَا And He did not fear the consequences thereof. There was none to ask Allah, why did you do this or how could you do it? لَا يُسْأَلُ عَمَّا يَفْعَلُ وَهُمْ يُسْأَلُونَ He will not be asked about what He does and they will be asked.